A man who murdered his ex-girlfriend and her young daughter and hid their bodies under a bridge in Auckland is appealing his prison sentence. Kamal Reedy killed Pakisa Yusuf in late 2006 by strangling her with an iron cord and used a pillow to kill her daughter Jojo. Reedy was sentenced to life in prison in 2016 but is challenging that in the Court of Appeal. Jonathan Mitchell reports.
The bodies of Pakisa Yusuf and her daughter Jojo were only discovered under a bridge on the North Shore in 2014 after Reddy confessed to undercover officers during a Mr. Big police investigation. Reddy maintained his innocence during his trial, claiming the confessions were false to cover for Ms. Yusuf's new boyfriend. He did accept he helped the killer get rid of the bodies. The jury didn't believe him and he was convicted of murder. Reddy was sentenced to life in prison with a minimum non-parole period of 21 years in 2016. Today, Reddy appeared by video link in the Court of Appeal to appeal that sentence. He listened and took notes throughout the three-hour proceeding from a simple white concrete block cell in prison. His lawyer, Paul Dacre QC, acknowledged Reddy knew where the bodies were and gave a lot of detail to undercover police.
The evidence does point to the fact he knows where the body was buried. One can't get away from that fact. It's arguable whether the evidence does support or corroborate the details.
He says if that omission wasn't on the table, the Crown had little else to go on.
There is no corroboration to that admission. And so that's why my submission to the court is there should have been a direction about that.
However, acting for the Crown, Mark Lillicoe told the court a confession was enough.
Consistency also lies in the fact that Mr. Reddy told the undercover police that there would be a layer of rocks and stones on top of the bodies and that he was able to lay out the bodies without folding them or bending them. In Ms. Yusuf's body, the adult skeleton was found in a lying position. So it's not just the fact of the location, it's the way they were buried.
He says there was also evidence of Reddy covering his tracks.
He explained to the undercover officers, the references are there, that he had to have time to clear out her flat, and that's where the use of paying the rent, paying the Sky account, etc. came in. He is intercepted on the 18th of September 2013 in a bit of a panic about the couch, because he's been shown a photo of the couch by the officer in charge, and he then resolves to get rid of it, covering his tracks.
The Court of Appeal has reserved its decision. For Checkpoint, call Jonathan Mitchell, 10A.